Saving a carousel sounds like an unusual thing to do, but Peter Bohm and Nancy Peterson, along with numerous volunteers and donors, have done just that. When they heard the Minnesota State Fair carousel was being sold, after being there for 75 years, they started Our Fair Carousel, a nonprofit organization run by volunteers to repair and maintain it. Now called Cofestion's Carousel, it turns 100 years old.
Welcome to Cofestion's Carousel. This carousel is 100 years old this year. It was built in 1914. These are all wooden horses. They have been hand carved and hand painted.
The first thing we thought is, who are we to try to save a carousel? We have no money, we have no friends in power, nobody owes us any favors. But we thought, if we put ourselves out into the media and give people a place to call, a way to get together, maybe we can find people with different resources that could fit together somehow and make this work.
We knew that you couldn't buy a carousel for $1 million and then expect to make a profit operating it. We knew we couldn't even afford the labor that would be required. So we decided this would have to be an all-volunteer, community-sponsored organization, or it was never going to work.
The carousel has really three different names. It was the 33rd carousel produced by the Philadelphia Toboggan Company. So in carousel circles, it's known officially as PTC 33. People referred to it as the State Fair Carousel because it was there for 75 years. It was a very clever man named Austin McFadden who approached the fair board in 1913 and proposed that he would bring in a large carousel and a large roller coaster that would be permanently on the fairgrounds. And so in 1914, the first day of the fair, this carousel began to operate. It's now called Cofestion's Carousel. And that is in honor of the man who gave the principal gift that helped us purchase it through our nonprofit organization and then helped build this pavilion in Como Park and helped restore it and take good care of it.
The carousel itself is really quite simple. Even though this one is the size of a park machine, it's built along the design of the portables. And so the crestings, the things up on top, and the paintings that normally appear on the inside rim of a carousel are absent on this one. It's very simple in its design, but the horses are just exquisite. Their trappings are very ornate.
In those days, the figures were all covered with 75 years worth of dark brown varnish. So now, when I look at the carousel and I see these beautiful dapple grays, I'm also touched by the fact that we and our volunteers made that transformation. We removed the varnish, and now what you see is the original paint.
After the carousel left the State Fair, Our Fair Carousel purchased it and moved it to a warehouse where the mechanism was restored and then reassembled it in Town Square Park in downtown St. Paul. After a couple of years, business dwindled due to the new Mall of America, so it was moved to Como Park, where it is today.
We have a band organ, a Wurlitzer 153 band organ. It plays from punched paper rolls, like a player piano. It's a pipe organ. The fellow who has restored it for us takes excellent care of the machine. And as a result, we have some of the sweetest music you've ever heard when you're riding the carousel.
Mike Merrick, and I volunteer here at the carousel. I restored and maintain the Wurlitzer band organ. Well, basically when we got it, it was a basket case. It just barely played, so I had to take it down to its individual parts and restore each piece and then put it back together. And in some cases, I had to manufacture some parts that just, of course, aren't available anymore. It took a period of about 3 or 4 years in my spare time. I checked the tuning maybe once a week because it changes with temperature. So it was the Rudolph Wurlitzer Company in North Tonawanda, New York. And we figure it was about in the early 1920s.
When we first started this project, we said that we were doing this so that our future grandchildren could someday ride it. At that time, my daughter was 13 years old, so grandchildren were a long way off. Now, my favorite part of it is coming here and watching my grandchildren ride it.
People who knew the carousel, who rode it at the fair, really, really loved it. And that base of support and that love made our project possible. And now there are people coming here who bring their children and don't know anything about that. These new people are starting their own family traditions, and there will be generations of people coming to ride it here, too.
It was fabulous. It's one of our favorite things to do at the zoo. We probably go at least 3 to 4 times a summer and been doing it since she was little, so probably 12 years.
Nancy and I have looked on our role for the last 26 years as caretakers of this carousel. We don't own it. It belongs to the community and to the nonprofit.
There are a few communities that have tried to save a carousel, but there aren't very many that have succeeded. And we are very proud of this community for the way it has come together to save the carousel. It wasn't just Jerry with his money, but it was people with their small contributions and their gifts of time and all the many ways that the community works together in the Twin Cities.
For more information, go to ourfaircarousel.org. This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI.
Yeah, it was really fun.
What's your favorite part?
I like basically everything.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.